This is Louis Navalier. It's Tuesday, February 17th. Okay, the stock market's kind of oscillating here, treading water. The main thing I want you to be aware of is gold prices are down significantly today. That's due to the perception that the negotiations between Iran and the U.S. are going well. I wouldn't say they're going well at all, but Iran has agreed to stop its nuclear enrichment, but not abandon its facilities, of course. And then it wants to do some trade with the U.S. But that's not the goal of the talks. The talks is for them to cease all nuclear enrichment, abandon its facilities, dismantle, and obviously treat their people a lot better and possibly regime change. So we'll see how these negotiations proceed. Obviously, the U.S. is trying to intimidate Iran with all the naval vessels that are surrounding the country, including two aircraft carriers, lots of destroyers. When Iran was attacked last time, some of the cruise missiles were launched off of submarines. No one has any idea how many submarines there are around there. So Iran's scared. You know, they know the U.S. is going to destroy their nuclear facilities if they don't dismantle them. So we'll see what happens. The other thing is Treasury bond yields have fallen dramatically since February 4th, over 25 basis points. That's a big drop. And because of that drop in Treasury yields, it's perceived that the Fed might have to cut rates sooner than later. May is the anticipated time they'll cut. This is due to the good CPI report that lowered the annual pace of inflation to 2.4%, down from 2.7%. But we do have a PCE report coming out this week. That's Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. And that is the Fed's favorite inflation indicator. So we'll see how much that drops. And then we can better assess the inflation situation. But overall, very strong earnings, moderating interest rates. More Fed cuts are anticipated this year. I'm anticipating three. We'll see. So otherwise, that's it, folks. Just hang on, enjoy the ride. The grand finale for earnings will be next week, which will be NVIDIA. They should be stunning, okay? So hang on, and let's hope NVIDIA caps this earnings season off on a very, very strong note. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.